This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There were many far-reaching implications of this election. The thing that I continue to talk about the most is the fact that we were cheated. We know we were cheated. We're not doing anything about it, if you ask me, not enough. And because we were cheated, we won by razor-thin margins, and the Democrats are creeping up on that number that they know they need all the time. I just saw a stat that said we are 7% under the registered Democrat population at any given time in this country. 7%. No wonder these clowns want everybody to vote. Forced, mandatory voting, because they would win. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to KJRadio.com. But there were many things that came out of this election cycle. One, that the Democrats won the House when they really shouldn't have. That's number one. Number two, that Donald Trump won the Senate, which we fully expected, and that was the way the House should have gone, the way that the Senate went. And three, the Democrats are now cheating their way to try to get some sort of a moral victory. They're not going to get the Senate, but if they can get a moral victory, if they can keep it at 51-49, where we've always got that one senator, because we always have a Romney, right? We've got a McCain. We've got a former Lindsey Graham. We've got something. We've got that one that wants to hold people hostage, that feels like this is where I get my power. But if we get 53, you don't have one person that can hold you up. You don't have a Murkowski. You don't have a Collins. You don't have people that get this crisis of consciousness and decide, you know what, I'm going to side with evil. It's really the crisis of the unconscionable. What many of these people did to Kavanaugh, as an example. What they would do to the next person because Ruth Bader Ginsburg broke her ribs and her career as a SCOTUS justice is over. I'm going to tell you, at 80-something years, she's like 85. I accuse her of being 140, but she's now aging in dog years. And I'm going to tell you, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is not going to recover from three broken ribs in that fall. That's not what old people do at 85. At 85, you're walking around on eggshells. I'll tell you, you know how you know you're getting old? I used to jump off of, like, if it was 6 foot or under, like if it was a retaining wall or something and I needed to get down, I jumped off that sucker. And I know how to jump. I can parkour. So I know how to jump at an angle, hit the ground, and roll if I need to. But let me tell you how fit I was. I would just jump off that bad boy and land like a superhero. You know, kneeling with my fist into the ground. Now, if it's 2 feet off the ground, I crawl down. Shoot, man. I get off. Okay, let me get my leg over. Okay, yeah. I don't jump down. I'm joking if it's 2 feet, but I'll put you this way. If it's 4 feet, you can be guaranteed I'm not jumping. I don't know if it's going to hurt my back. I don't want a knee to come out. I don't want to pop my Achilles. I'm like, no, it ain't going to happen. I went out to play a pickup game of basketball the other day. Routine. That would be routine for me. I wasn't in that game a hot minute before I pulled my calf muscle. I'm done. I'm not pulling any muscles, and I'm not saying I'm done with basketball, but I'm not just going to do a pickup game. I'm going to stretch. I'm going to make sure all these muscles are warmed up, and then I'll go in the game, and I'm going to play like an old man. I'm not going to play like I'm out there trying to make the NBA. Those days are over. Yeah. Anyway, we're not as young as we used to be, but Democrats, I'm just telling you, wow, what can I say? What did we learn, huh? What did we learn from this election cycle? Lots of things. Minnesota elected an attorney general who beats women and doesn't even have a license to practice law. Keith Ellison, this is a guy who is a bona fide woman abuser. Not once, multiple times. Evidence is clear as day. This isn't one of these he said, she said kind of deals that I know brothers who've gone through that. Let me tell you, this is bona fide. They know. Me Too movement ignores them. Democrats ignore them. Why? Because the end justifies the means with them. They don't care if he's a wife beater, but if he'd been a black Republican, oh Lord, Republicans would have abandoned him. Democrats would have made it so his life was miserable. He wouldn't even be employable. But they want him to be a presidential candidate one day. They want him to be the governor of Minnesota so he can implement Sharia law there. That's what they're angling for. And then, if he does good with that, he will be a presidential candidate like Cory Spartacus Booker and Kamala, I Like Sleeping With Married Men Harris. That's who we're talking about here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. For those of you who are just getting in, you turn your radio on, you're like, who's this guy talking about? You know, Democrats and Republicans and all that stuff. Doesn't sound black. Matter of fact, he sounds rather white right now. Well, I'm not. I'm black. 79%. Ancestry.com to prove it. So, Keith Ellison gets elected. Doesn't even have a license to practice law. Beats up on women. They elected a woman to Congress who married her brother. A Muslim woman who married her brother. I'm just saying. Minnesota's got massive amounts of refugees. They got massive problems, mostly with the Somali population. These Somali kids are entitled. They are emboldened. They're not being restricted in any way. This is where we are. James Woods tweeted this. In case you wonder why Democrats truly care about the plight of women, Keith Ellison was elected as the chief law enforcement official of his state. Hey, if you're a dude and you're a Muslim, move to Minnesota because you can beat your woman with impunity. It doesn't matter. Just go there and tell her it's Sharia law up in here. Pretty soon women in Minnesota may not even be able to travel through the state without a male. May not be able to get driver's license. Who knows what they're going to do? But they tell us, it's all okay. It's okay. Because Keith Ellison, he's a good man. More evidence against this guy than you can shake a stick at. Probably more evidence against him than Bill Clinton. And Democrats gladly, happily, gave people Keith Ellison. And I'm just saying, can you imagine if there was a Democrat president and Keith Ellison was put up to be a Supreme Court justice? Do you know these people would fight tooth and nail for this dude? That's how sad it is. Man, I don't even know what else to say on this subject because I'm flabbergasted at what Minnesota did. We got work to do, people. You better, I don't know if I'm, are we in Minnesota? Hopefully if we're in Minnesota. Folks, get ready to get to work. You got a lot to do in the next election.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
For, you know, the reason. The same thing with April Ryan. I watch her get up. About somebody that's a loser. She doesn't know what the hell she's doing. She gets publicity, and then she gets a pay raise, or she gets a contract with, I think, CNN. But she's very nasty, and she shouldn't be. She shouldn't be. You've got to treat the White House and the office of the presidency with respect.
I love when Trump comes out and he just tells it like it is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Some people accuse me of that. Telling it like it is. And it gets you fired. Got me fired from Fox. I tweeted it like it is. You know what's funny about this? If I had tweeted it like it is right now, I wouldn't have even gotten fired. Because Fox is boycotting Twitter right now. They don't want to, because Twitter, did something with, doxing or something. Tucker Carlson. So they had people at Tucker's house. You know, threatening his family and all that kind of stuff. So they don't even look at Twitter right now. So if it had happened a month later, I'd still have my job, probably. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. When I say still have my job, I still have I didn't work for Fox per se. I was a contributor. So it was part of what I did. You know, in other words, this is the organization I run. what you're listening to, my radio show, and all the other things that we do. Our, you can go check us out at kjradio.com or theblacksphere.net, which is where we post our articles. But regardless, the point is, I lost that extra gig, if you will. And people, oh, Kevin, do you miss being on? You know, because people recognize me. I had a dude the other night. He was telling, man, I saw you on the Rawlings site for Gold Gloves. I was like, really? Dude, I was at one of my kids' baseball games. I saw you there. Wow, I had no idea. How'd you even recognize me? But he did. I was going to the concession stand, going to get some chicken fingers. And he just stopped me. Hey, I saw you the other night, man. You know, how you get pictures of all those baseball players? Don't ask me, bro. But yeah, so, the social media isn't doing us any favors. Fox is finally getting it, even though, trust me, they're not. It's funny, they come to the protection of Tucker, and rightfully so. Tucker's a buddy of mine, and I enjoy his work, and he's a stand-up guy. He represents conservatism well. And anyway, they stood up for him, you know. And by the way, if you see Tucker, this video, he's telling this guy, you better get the F out of here, because this is the guy that called his daughter the C-word once she found out who her father was. I mean, these tolerant Democrats attacking a teenage girl over what her dad says, you know, what her dad is about. Let me tell you, I could meet Barack Obama's kids. I would not disrespect them. Certainly over there, I would say, hey, it's nice to meet you, young ladies. I wish you success, blah, blah, blah. That would be the end of it. I don't care what I think about the policies of her father. I could meet Barack Obama. I'd say, hey, you know, I didn't like you as a president. I don't know that we can hang out and have a beer, but I'd be willing to try. But, you know, in other words, I'm not just going to be mad at you because of your politics. But, man, the minute a leftist finds, I'm telling you right now, they can find out about you. You could be the best person they've met since sliced bread. And you know what I'm saying. I know I'm crazy with the metaphor there. But you could be the best person they've ever met. You could have helped them in all kinds of crazy ways. And the minute you tell them you're a Trump supporter, their whole vision of you changes. And I would put it to you this way. It's like meeting a girl. She's really beautiful. You know, she's everything that you dreamed her to be. And then you find out that she's got halitosis and she's a devil worshiper. Okay? And you're like, oh, God. It just changes your whole view. Right? Changes the whole vision. Okay? Just say she's a devil worshiper. That way you don't have to worry about her breath. But you get what I'm saying. One thing can change. Yeah, for me, I'll just be honest, it's jacked up feet. You got jacked up feet, doesn't matter how pretty your face is, doesn't matter how nice God put your body together, how well you take care of yourself. If your feet look like hammer time, then I'm done. Because, you know, I don't understand it. It's one of those things, right? So that's the way the left are. I can be, and look, you can be mad at me. You can say, Kevin, you shouldn't be prejudiced over feet. You're right. I shouldn't be. Right? It's the content of a person's character. But here's what I will tell you, just so I can get out of this one. If you have jacked up feet, but you really have a good heart, I could overlook the jacked up feet, probably. But I'd have to really see that heart fast. Because if I see those feet early on, it's over. That's just the way it is. But I'm saying that's the metaphor that I will use to explain the left to you. Is there's something that triggers you. Right. I'll give you an example. I have a friend. She's been in an abusive relationship. And there's a thing that her ex would do to trigger, you know, that caused her to go, oh, here it comes. If a guy dates her and he gives any signal of that, he's gone. I'll talk to her that often. But once every 6 months, I'll be, hey, how's it going? How's it going with Paul? Oh, you know, no, we were out one night and he triggered, you know, he did such and such and that was that. And I went, you know, really? She goes, yeah, it just reminded me of, you know, Jerry. And I went, oh, okay. And that was it. I mean, I'm not answering his phone, the messages, text messages. He can't call me, no matter Instagram, you name it. I'm done. She just cuts people off. That's her trigger. And I'm not mad at her. I get it. But that's what leftists do. They will trigger that way. But then they'll tell you they're all about diversity. They'll tell you they're all about tolerance and these different things. We're the tolerant people. We're the people that or live and let live, forgive, do, blah, blah, blah. We are it. You know, when do you learn this? I'll tell you what you're not hearing. Here's what you're not hearing. The diversity of the Republican Party. Forget the fact that, you know, I'm not going to go back through history and tell you how we integrated blacks into society, protected them with all these various Civil Rights Act and other laws, got rid of the Jim Crow laws, prosecuted Democrats, impeached Andrew Johnson over this stuff, passed 14th Amendment, 13th Amendment on behalf of blacks and slaves, et cetera, et cetera. All these things that were done, overlooked. But here's what I will tell you, just as an example, in this last election cycle, we elected our first woman Iowa governor. Did you know this? We elected first woman South Dakota governor. First Korean-American woman elected to Congress. First female Tennessee senator. And we thought we'd won the one with McSally. But that one, the results were pending on that one. We elected our first Latina lieutenant governor of Florida, which, by the way, preceding her was the black lieutenant governor, female black lieutenant governor of Florida. The first elected female Mississippi senator who's favored in a runoff. These are things that the Republican Party did, and you don't see one bit of media coverage from the fake news media about all these firsts that occurred for women in the party. You get it? They don't want you to know. The Republican diversity, the media conveniently forgets to mention to you because they want the narrative to be Republicans are anti-woman, they're anti-black, they're anti-Latina. I just gave you the litany, and they are anti-none of that.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admit the ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones. St. Peter's Fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A fire official said today crews aided by cooler weather and diminishing winds have managed to slow down the spread of a massive wildfire in Northern California that has killed at least 48 people. CAL FIRE said the blaze has charred 135,000 acres and is about 35% contained. FEMA Administrator Brock Long is in California and said the federal government is doing what they can to help Californians out.
Unfortunately, everything that I've seen, this is just truly devastating and heartbreaking. It's one of the worst disasters that I've seen in my career, hands down. Bottom line is, about an hour ago, we President Trump spoke with both me and Secretary Zinke with the Department of Interior, and his message is to take care of people, and that's exactly what we're here to do.
The statewide recount of votes is continuing in Florida. Meanwhile, today, President Trump called Broward County, Florida Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes a disaster. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I wanted to do some Twitter stuff just because there's so much going on, but most of it, honestly, is dedicated to the recounts and all that stuff. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. Donald Trump, here's a little bit off subject, so here's what he tweeted. Emmanuel Macron suggests building its own army to protect Europe against the United States, China, and Russia. But it was Germany in World Wars I and II. How did that work out for France? They were starting to learn German in Paris before the USA came along. Pay for NATO or not. So I think what he was saying is it was Germany who was your enemy, and we bailed your butts out, you froggies. But go ahead. Macron, build that army. Build your French army. Look, it's funny that these globalists who turn everything over to the UN, now suddenly, our enemies are the U.S., China, and Russia. No, your enemies are within. It's, you know, I'm sick of trying to teach the world that, and I bet many of you feel the same, of trying to teach the world that, hey, we're not your enemy. You're your own enemy. You're doing the things that are killing your country. Macron, I think I told you guys, his approval rating is down to nothing. I think it was 26% or something like that, didn't we? His approval rate, I'm almost positive this is the number, is 26%. 74% of the French people don't have faith in Macron. This is a guy they thought was a rock star. When Trump came, remember, he was the one that wanted to hard handshake Donald Trump. He's like, oh, yeah. And Trump just shook his hand like, whatever. Same with Trudeau. What have you heard from Justin Trudeau of Canada? Another pretty boy that was supposed to be changing things up there. Anybody that's got any sense, any world leader, is taking a page from Donald Trump and saying, MAGA, except make Poland great again or make Russia great again. And we have no problem with that. Make yourself great again. Well, if somebody were to say to me, Kevin, I'm going to be the best that I could be, I wouldn't go, you self-centered narcissist. I'd go, good for you, man. What, that can't apply to a country? So it works in the microcosm, but it doesn't work in the macrocosm, right? Is that what you're telling me? Somebody comes to me, Kev, I'm working out, I'm eating right, I'm feeling better. Oh, you suck. If the country said, you know what, we are implementing austerity, we're going to tighten our belt, we're going to make sure we can provide for our citizens, but we're going to also make sure that everybody's pulling their weight, blah, blah, blah. I would be like, way to go, Poland. I talked to a Polish guy the other day when I was in New York. I said to him, we were talking about, you know, politics, and because he got cut off in traffic and was mad. He was a cab driver. He was mad. He's like, big crazy people. They run in front of your car. You hit them. You're in trouble, blah, blah, blah. And he was going off. And I made the comment. I went, yeah, stupid Democrats. So that's what you got, too many of them around here. And he started laughing. So we talked about politics in his country, and I said, I'm proud of your country for at least, you know, getting rid of immigrants. I mean, these Muslim terrorists. He goes, yeah, but that's the only thing they've done well. And he goes on to explain it. And I says, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know enough about your country because in America, I don't have to care. I just said, but I know this. You haven't had any terror attacks. This is true. So we had a decent conversation before he dropped me off. Anyway, Europe is jacked up. Canada's jacked up. Mexico. The smartest thing Mexico and Canada have done is to listen to Donald Trump and negotiate with him on trade. Good for them. So that's worked out for them. But other than that, man, these countries, the smart countries are listening to Trump and saying, let's follow that path. It isn't a nationalist path the way they describe it. It isn't nationalism versus patriotism. It's common sense. Make your country the best it can be. Make sure your citizens feel like they have a voice. Nothing wrong with that. All right, shifting gears a little bit. Here's a tweet. This is from Stephen Limbaugh. So, Arizona governor, Republican governor, got 200,000 more votes than McSally. I think he messed that up. The new Arizona governor, not Republican. Says, at Mark Levin show, just announced on his show that McSally refused to come on his show and get her message out to 12 million conservatives. Didn't want to be tied to conservatives. She ran as a moderate and lost. I'll tell you this about McSally. She's a strange woman. Not a really big personality, and sort of just felt like it was, you know, she could phone it in. Didn't want the help of the people that lost, that you know, she beat in the primary. She didn't want help from Kelly Ward or Judge, what's his name, Sheriff Joe. She didn't want help from any of them. Strange lady. And didn't want to go out and meet people and show personality. Just, and only thing I can say is, you know, probably has a typical, not typical, but probably has a, you know, has that fighter pilot mentality, sort of a cockiness to her. And it didn't go over very well. I still think she got pencil whipped, but who knows? Here's one. Let's see. This is from Mick. It's a verified account at MIC. MIC. Since its first show in 1995, no plus-sized, out transgender or gender nonconforming people have walked the Victoria's Secret runway ever. And I thought, when I saw that tweet, I was like, really? So they haven't had any plus-size women, out transgender or, quote, gender nonconforming people. Look, this is one of these areas where it drives me crazy. Victoria's Secrets, or Victoria's Secret, is, I mean, it's iconic in the sense that they have the most beautiful models, runway models, lingerie models, that, in my opinion, are women. They cater. They have an idea of who they want to cater to, right? So they do that. And then there are people that go, oh, you've never had a trans. It's like saying on the cover of Ebony, you've never had a white person on the cover of Ebony. Now, don't misunderstand me. I understand the racial implications, but Ebony caters to a black audience. And if they only want to feature black folks on the cover of the magazine, I don't really care. I don't think of it as racist. I think of it as, no, we're attracting a culture any more than if, for example, I'll just use it from an age perspective, teen magazine. I wouldn't expect to see George Clooney on the cover of Teen magazine or somebody over the age of, say, 25. You know, you might see a Justin Bieber or one of these other, you know, people, these, you know, performers, but that's in under 30. Okay, Justin Timberlake, somebody like that. But I wouldn't expect to see Stevie Wonder on the cover of Teen magazine. And I wouldn't think of it as ageist. I would think of it as, no, they're looking at a particular market. But boy, Victoria's Secret, holy cow, since 1995, they've never had a plus-size model? Well, okay, why hasn't, who's it, was that place that does a plus size people, plus size model? Lane Bryant, right? Yeah. So Lane Bryant caters to plus size women. What? You're telling me they've never had a Victoria's Secret model at Lane Bryant? I mean, look, you're picking your audience. It's okay. It's not a big deal. But this is where we are in this culture, to where everything gets microanalyzed. You've never had a so-and-so on your radio show, Kevin. You've never had a Guatemalan midget. You talk about them a lot, but you've never interviewed one on your radio program. Oh, my gosh. I got to find a Guatemalan midget, which I did. I found one in New York. I told you guys. But that's the world that I don't want to live in. I don't want to live in. Look, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Why has there never been a transgender, a big girl, or a gender nonconforming person on sport, you know, for the record, for all I know, maybe there have been. Here's what I can tell you. Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, it's generally a pretty good looking girl, pretty good looking person, right? Congratulations to them for finding, you know, a model, swimsuit model that you go, whoa, she's pretty nice looking. Let me tell you, if you've traveled as much as I have, especially in Thailand, you will see dudes that look better than most women. You know, one time I was in a friend of mine, she's a hairdresser, and these two guys, they were gay, and she says, who do you think these are? And it was two beautiful women. I went, those are two hot chicks. And the guys started laughing. G-g-g-g-g-g. They were giggling, and I look over and I go, is this you guys? And they go, yeah. And I go, wow, y'all are hot girls. If you were girls, and they were very effeminate guys. I wasn't, wasn't like, ooh, what, who cares? Look, if they had been on, if those girls, quote, those guys had been photographed to look like girls, which they had been, okay, you fooled me. You still look good. I'm not homophobic. It doesn't make me gay. It's, you fooled me. The same thing with those, what's his name? Mari used to do those shows. Anyway,
this is
go.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Don't you ever get discouraged. I'm serious. Don't you ever get discouraged, because that's what they want. They want us to get discouraged, and you shouldn't. I'm glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. The left wants you to feel as if you can't win. There's no hope at all. That's why they do what they do. That's why they stack the deck against you. And you know what we do every time as conservatives? We overcome. We fight back. We push them back. And they go. They get more and more creative. In fact, Matthew Gaetz, he's a representative. He made a comment. These guys are testing the waters with this cheating stuff. They're trying to see if we're, you know, are we going to falter? What are we going to do? You know, are we going to address it? Here's his comments on that.
We have no chain of custody for over 80,000 ballots that were almost spoken into existence down in Broward County. We've already had judges rule that the Broward and Palm Beach supervisors of elections broke state statutes, both then violated court orders that required transparency, and it seems as though there's this big question in the national media, well, where's the smoking gun? Where's the proof of fraud? The point that we'd like to make to the American people is that when you stand in the way of transparency, when you block access to the printouts that each machine spits out regarding the ballots cast, when you don't provide a ballot reconciliation regarding how many ballots were voted and how many were returned blank, then it becomes impossible to triangulate the fraud. My concern, Trish, is that this could all be a trial run for 2020. Democrats might be looking for what mechanisms open the door for fraud and what might be closed off, and my hope is that we'll be able to find that, we'll be able to have full transparency, and that we will not have a 2020 presidential election that could be at risk of being stolen.
Yeah, no,
we would have to be fools not to do something about this cheating that's going on. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We would have to be crazy not to address it, and we will. Trust me when I tell you that there's no way President Trump isn't going to see this as a priority. He tweeted about it. He said something along the lines of, this is an impossibility. How is this even happening? He meant to, and I'm telling you, the minute people start going to jail, things will change. But here's what I want you to understand. You are on the side of righteousness. You can't succumb. When I talk about succumb, I'm not talking about fighting fire with fire, even though I suggest using water. I'm saying that when it comes to what they do to you, you've got to be willing to push back. You've got to be willing to still maintain the high road. In other words, you hit me, I tell anybody, you hit me, I will knock the living daylights out of you. You don't touch me, I don't touch you. We're both equal. You don't touch me, I'm good to go. I'm still looking at people that sent me notes about getting fired from Fox and how they hate me and all these other things. I don't have a bit of hate for the left in the sense of who they are and what they do. Not an ounce. I don't have an ounce of hate. What I do have disdain for is the fact that they're not willing to listen. They don't want to hear us. They only want us to hear one side. It's pathetic. And I'm not going to talk about it today, but tomorrow I'm going to go into detail about Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. And it's going to be scathing about them, because you know why I need to do it? I need for you guys to understand how the game is going on. Michelle Obama's writing her book, and she's out there talking smack about the President of the United States, a person she never thought she'd have to go to his inauguration. She's talking smack about you for voting for him, and everybody's extolling her virtues. A racist made racist comments about her own husband, about white folks, about this country, and she sits atop of it. But don't you get discouraged. You hang in there. You got a reason to smile. You want to know why? Because you're still winning. Your president sits in that office. Your Senate will be Republican. You're going to get another Supreme Court judge, because Judge Ginsburg, she's done. Her goose is cooked. She's done. You're going to get federal judges, district judges. That reshaping of the court is going to change the country in ways you can't even imagine. And then, let me tell you something, we're going to start addressing these issues one by one. We're going to start winning people over. Projects of people like myself going out there into the field and really bringing the vote. Not this fake, you know, stuff that some of these other folks are out there talking about. Reality. Willing to go into the belly of the beast and talk about these serious issues. People who are willing to stand on principle. Do you feel good when you stand on principle? How many of you, I'm just curious, heard about me getting fired from Fox and said, you know what, Kevin, I respect you even more? Or at the very least, you said, you know what, Kevin, you stood on principle. I'm actually surprised. Way to go. Let me tell you, I don't know what it is in radio land, and you can certainly let me know at kjradio.com or 844-551-8255. But in my social media, I literally got thousands of messages. It has taken me months. It's only been a couple of months, but it's taken me the entire time, pardon me, which is well over a month. It's probably been longer. It was September. September, October, November. So, yeah, we're 2 months in. I still am responding to people. And I'm talking about it was one word responses. Thank you. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Susan. Thank you, Bill. Much appreciated. You know, things like that. I know some of those are two word responses. But the point is, it took me months responding to hundreds a day. Maybe, I mean, honestly, thousands. It's taken me months to tell people, thank you for standing by me. You think that doesn't go unnoticed on me? Do you think that I'm just, oh, well, it's no big deal? You know, I appreciate that. But you know what? I appreciate the fact that I told you guys, I said, I remember making this comment because people would tell me, Kevin, I'm not black, I can't say what you say. And I would say, I'm not a woman, and I say what I say about feminists. And it got me fired because I dare speak the truth about Blasey Ford and Rodriguez and Swetnick or whatever their names are. And I stood on principle. I stand by it. I don't care if I ever appear on Fox again. And if I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. It will not. It has zero impact on me. I can't even tell you how much I care about it, how little I care about it. Because I stood on principle. And that's what good people do. You are teaching your children to do that. You are teaching your employees. Or you know, if you run businesses to do that, you do it. If you're part of a business or part of a school or part of an organization, you stand on principle. Let those clowns do what they want. Call them out. Just tell them, I will be vigilant. I will video you, but you will not get me to succumb to what you do. But I'm going to call you out every time. And I'm going to tell you, folks, you want to win the next election? Put on your Trump hat. Put on your Trump shirt. Be vocal about it. Get on your social media. Talk about how great Trump is, what his impact he's had on your life. Get involved with a group, something that you're passionate about. I would love to have you folks, if you're a member of the PTA or PTO, and you want to help us develop Seeking Educational Excellence, we would love to have you. If you've got a talent and you say, Kevin, I can only give you 2 hours a month, an hour a week, whatever. Whatever you do, if you tell us I am excellent at this and I'm going to give you an hour of my time, we will take it. We will figure out how to take the best advantage of it, and it will be an hour that we can't make up ourselves and we can't do ourselves. That's the way we're going to win, because I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to apologize for any of the ways that I feel about this country, because it is selfless, and it's the same for you. We're trying to get the word out about all the charity work that people do. I've regaled stories to you guys about people I've met and what they're involved in, and I'm blown away at the things that they do. Oh, I'm just blown away. It shocks me at how, you know, how these people are just giving and giving and giving, and they expect nothing. They're not looking to get on Twitter and have, you know, some star go, ooh, look at Mark and him, you know, getting a million women out of sex slavery or whatever and getting them in as entrepreneurs in African countries. He's not on social media. If it weren't for the handful of friends that even knew about it, nobody would know. But they're significant. I was talking to one of my donors today, my big donors, and he says to me, we were talking about different things, and he found out about another one of our charitable efforts. He goes, Kevin, I had no idea you guys did that. He goes, man, the more I learn about what you guys do, the more proud I am to be a supporter. I brought tears to my eyes. He's telling me, I want to get you to Naples. We're going to get you introduced to so-and-so. We're going to do more and more and more. We're going to do more together. I want to help even more. Thank you. Thank you very much. And he's doing it. So you should feel good about who you are, what you do, what you represent. Those leftists, they can't, let me tell you, they don't sleep at night. They got ulcers. They are, there's nothing good on that side of the aisle. Trust me. The grass is not greener.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.